Blog Talk Radio.
I wanted to wait for you, Mike. Well, actually, I wanted you to wait for me.
All right.
But you know, you have to go home.
R.I.P.
You know what I mean?
Mike right. Jackson.
R.I.P. Yeah. MJ, you know what I mean? We're going to update this track, though. The Dagger.
Got you, man. You live
Frost
on.
Gang.
Let's
all right.
Keep going.
I was on the block when I was seen by Billie Jean. Caramel brown beauty, natural without the Maybelline. Such a pretty thing, couldn't help but to approach her. Ask her to support a beer mug with a coaster. I went to her house, beat it up a few times. Reached my final destination, then I followed the sign. Started questioning a nigga about all his activities. Claiming pregnant now, bitch, you only look up for sympathy. Never wrong dog once, say the tricks for the sun. Floss never bust a dumb girl trying to run. You got a better chance flying, jumping off a bridge. I'm 100% sure I didn't bother your kid. Tell him, Morgan, cause I never had a son or a daughter. That when it comes to Owen Billie Jean,
you are not the father.
Now you hadn't bothered. Running to the back of the stage, I keep my cheese, go back to minimum wage. You met in the club, all I did was squeeze a booty. She whispered in my ear saying,
oh, you a cutie.
You looking real good, ma, you know I wanna tap that. In the back of the lag, hitting it from the back. You know I got a jimmy hat tight like a fitted cat. Move when you come, don't shoot where the pussy at. 27, don't need a kid all in my pocket. Hard head, mini me, badass stop it. Only have a profit, you scheming on my paycheck. You should've planned better, cause you still ain't got paid yet. Play another nigga next to kid you got aim on. Why you wanna waste time, wasn't even that fine. Not a dime or a 9-7 or 8. You trapped with a kid using me to escape. Wait, ain't you Billy, the hope from the city? Raw dog and ever since you grew some hair on your jeans. No pity for you, or the six little rug rats. Your fault, not mine, should've never done that. Should've kept your legs closed, wouldn't be a problem. Looking real stupid, even hookers use condoms. What you wanna do, smart enough to stay true? Not you, give her time to have another kid or two. So sad you missing out on what you could be. Find another daddy for your baby, bitch, it ain't me.
What? She tried to get you too, Mike? I ain't the one either.
No, not my son. No daughters either.
Tell him, Mike.
Yup. Hold on. I got another one. Yeah. Here we go again, a dumb bitch playing dumb games. I wrapped it up, took it down, then forgot the bitch name. Came back a year later, fucked on the first day. If that kid was really mine, why did you wait? Cause you know it ain't the real dad, ain't shit. Ain't the day you got pregnant, the day you got flipped. That's a lot of dick, took him like a champ though. Better track them niggas down and get some blood samples. You an example of what a woman shouldn't be. Tried to play a G because I'm what the son will never be. Now you mad at me, fuck it then, I'm mad at you. Understand you want the best of all the men to fuck too. Billy G, sick and tired of the chatter. I'm not the one you even wanna name your kid after. You look like me, what'd you say? Bitch, come again, he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and a butt chin. Not a feature I possess, so stop the press. I ain't the only one who put a Clinton stain on your dress. Smoke the best daily, thank God that he made me. Nutted in your mouth, so that ain't my baby. She done gone crazy, tripping and sipping. Only brought around, bitch, cause you was down for the food. If I pull heat, the freak elite will leave me alone. Check the kid's DNA from my X and Y chromosome. Couldn't fight a bitch, ha ha, I told you. Restraining order, get the fuck off my shoulder. Why won't you listen to the dagger of the family? I was right, you was wrong, Mike, make her understand me. Ha!
Nope. Who? She think I'm the one too, Mike. Ha! I don't know what she thinking. Woo! They wasn't ready for this one. Who thinks that? Why would she think that? It's not. Don't get it twisted, cause it's not. She thinks I'm the one too.
Hold on. Can I get my duet on with you, Mike? Hold on, here we go. Look. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away.
I'm a nut. I'm sorry. Woo! 200% the mixtape. The Dagger. I'ma sign off on this one. Killing it. Woo! Flaw. Game. LA all day. 2009, Billie Jean. R.I.P. Michael Jackson. Yeah. You talking about Michael Jackson in a fucking, what, a do-rag or something? Ha! I'm out of here.
watch West Coast Wednesdays, Hot Nights, Dagger, and it's supposed to be Queen B, but she ain't called in yet, so I'm assuming she's out functioning right now. It is Halloween night, so happy, happy, happy Halloween. So she get a pass for the night. It's okay. We'll see if she calls in when she feels like it. Currently, I'm about to do the same thing, so we got to get some things straight from the off top. Now, I'm running the show from my cell phone. You fucked with me before, and you've been listening to some of my on-the-road shows. You know, we may have a few complications and a few hiccups, so if that happens tonight, just roll with me, all right? All right, see, there she is. All right, see, I was about to start talking. I already talked a little bit of shit, just a little bit. A little bit, not too much, but let's get her. Let's see if we can get it in real quick. Come on.
I was on time.
You weren't on time. You wasn't my kid.
No. See, you can't. I heard you talking shit. See, I know what song you play. Then you didn't even play the cartoon to get us into the show.
No, I didn't. No, I did play the cartoon.
Exactly.
Why?
How would I know that if I wasn't on time?
Wait. Excuse me. I apologize.
Yeah, excuse you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we good now?
We good.
Okay, damn. Just making sure. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm ready to go home. I've been dealing with unorganized crap. I'm kind of ready to go home and pop my bottle of wine and eat on the little candy that I done stole. So, yeah.
You arrived a little kid for that candy?
No, I wasn't arrived a little kid. Like, I came and helped my mama out because she was doing some stuff, you know. And since I felt like I was helping, and it was a whole bucket of candy, so why can't I take the candy that I want and then go sit down because I helped? You know, that's only right, right?
All right. As you should. Now, we're all here now. Everybody's good now. As I was saying before, you know, my co-host was late and she came. No, I was just playing.
No. I was not late. Don't tell that lie to nobody. I was not late.
But all right, now. Now, I want everybody to bear with me tonight because, like I said, I'm doing the show mobile right now. Because, like I said, it is Halloween night, and just like a lot of y'all out there, I'm trying to get into something tonight, all right? So I am in motion. I got my costume on. You know, I'm wearing my costume. Dagger is the Green Hornet this evening. Like I said, if you ain't check out my Facebook and see my pictures, it is posted up right there. You know, I may take some more by the end of the night. I got my hat looking, you know, I got my nice pants, my white shirt. Y'all need to like this. It's funny. People been telling me I've been looking nice, dressed up all day and everything like that because, you know, Green Hornet, if you know what the Green Hornet is, you got to wear the suit. So, you know, I threw the suit on, got the tie on and shit, got the hat and everything, got my green mask. You know, I'm on, right? But it's funny when people say that because they don't realize, like, this is a costume. I don't like wearing this shit. Like, hey, you know, I may look good. Like I said, this is not what I do. So y'all enjoy it for the day, and then you won't see this shit again. Trust me, till next year. But as I was saying, we're just gonna, like I said, we might have a few hiccups. Hopefully, I don't lose no reception where I'm at. I'm trying to run the show from my cell phone. If I don't get to any new music today, I do apologize. Like I said, I can't scroll through the songs on my cell phone as fast as I normally would sitting at a laptop, and I'm keeping it real with y'all, telling y'all what's up. All right, so just bear with your boy for a night. It is Halloween night again, and yes, what I like to call it is whole night. I'm sorry, West Coast Wednesdays, we don't call it. It's whole night. I mean, they might as well take away all the letters out of Halloween and just say ho. I'm just saying it's the night. All I'm saying is it's the night that women who, like I said, they have no, what am I looking at? Well, I'm trying to say this the right way because I don't want people to sound like I'm disrespectful. But at the same time, no, fuck that. This whole night, they just get to act like hoes for one night and can't nobody say nothing to them.
Wow.
Let's just be honest. For one night, girls can dress as slutty as whatever as they want to. That's why we got sexy nurses, sexy cops, sexy this, sexy actor that. Sometimes they don't even care. They just out there in lingerie and boots. You know what I mean? Ain't no telling. What's gonna happen out there? Like I said, but be safe. But it is whole night, so that's what I'm gonna refer for the rest of the evening. That's what I'm gonna call it. It is whole night. All right. So that's don't be mad at me. That's how it is. If you got your Halloween costume at a lingerie store, you know what I mean. If you're wearing a skirt, if you out there, like I said, it's just what it is. I'm sorry.
you got a church up over there. Where you at?
Hey, I'm getting out. I'm getting ready to hit the streets. But I'm just saying it's just funny. But don't get mad at me because I'm speaking the truth. You know what I mean? If you ain't, nobody said what was going on Fig, but you could and with nobody. But if you did go to Fig, would nobody be able to tell the difference? And for those that don't know, Fig is the host show. So, yes. That's what we're talking about. But, yeah, I'm kind of get my intros out the way because I'm running my mouth already. We ain't even done the intros. Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz and Shay. Again, without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesday. Something nice with me and Queen V. No Fuck Fridays, no Slash Sundays, no Triple M Show. All right, so thank you, boss lady, for letting me do my thing. And you still got to holler at your boy. I'm trying to hear what's going on with you. Call in whenever you got a free moment. You know when the shows are on. You set them up sometimes. So, come on, holler at me. Second. All independent artists. Like I said, I got a lot of new music. Again, I'm sorry if I'm not going to be able to get into it tonight because I can't just, like I said, I may come across something that's new, and if I do, I'll announce it. Also, as well, I can't post up any Facebook links or anything or whatever, so I apologize. But again, if you're tuning in, you're going to hear it, you're going to listen, you're going to know what's up. So just make sure you tune in and listen. And, of course, last but not least, anybody that talks about the show, spreads words about the show, because that's all I ask y'all to do. I know y'all got a lot of better things y'all could be doing, but if you take 2 hours out of your day, to sit here and support me, Queen V, these independent artists, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, then I thank you very much because that's what we need, you know, support. I support y'all support me, and all y'all got to do is talk about the show and keep sending me music, all right? I don't know how easy that is. Send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and, of course, you can always send it to Queen V as well. Queen, let them know where they can give it to.
All right, stupid little kid.
Email.com. That's where y'all can send. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead. Where can they send that music to you, Queen?
I'm sorry. We got little kids rolling all through the neighborhood and stuff. Anyway, you can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
All right, y'all. There it is. So, again, this is Whole Night on Bang Out Radio, you know, West Coast Wednesdays. Whole hump nights. We're going to say it like that. I like how that said, whole hump night. I might do a song. I may do a song about that. We're going to talk about that later. But got a lot of things that I don't know. Got a few questions I want to ask. Y'all already know I go on West Coast Wednesdays. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you just chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me. Hopefully my phone picks people up in the queue. There may be a little delay since it seems like my co-host was delayed. That's why I didn't know they were in the queue. So bear with me. Like I'm saying, we rolling, we're going to make it work. And then my co-host, at least, Queen. All I ask you to do is always just mute your phone because I don't want to have to mute you on this because I'm afraid I'm not going to get you back. So I at least want to be able to talk to you. So all you got to do is mute your phone, okay? And then that goes for anybody else that calls in tonight. And probably won't be no cartoons, probably going to be a lot more music because, again, I cannot scroll through this shit as fast as I want to. But we will be right back. This is West Coast Wednesday Hump Night, Dagger, Queen V. Bang Out Radio, and we're going to start it off like this. Yes, let's go.
can tell that you wanna fuck with me. I can tell and you know it's a fact. Yeah, money stuffed up in the garbage bag. Come and sit on Santa slap. Flex it like an acrobat and drop it like an accident. If you bought your money, why you couldn't find a better man? Lips still tight.
Hey fellas, this song's for you. Don't whisper in your ear. Tell you things you wanna hear. So just relax and let me take control. Just like this.
I wanna lay you down. Can't wait to hear you. I'm gonna touch you there, kiss you everywhere. I wanna switch positions, I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. Know how much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now. Whatever I want to,
I'm going to go start talking real quick. Queen, come on. The song comes on. We just going to jack back out real quick, but I don't know if it's going to load up. I don't know what it's doing. Queen, you still good?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, for sure. Just making sure. Just making sure. We back. We're just going to have to go jack in and out. Like, you know, like we get it. It's hot. That's how we have to do it. We got to between music, talk, and conversation, whatever's about to happen. Because, like I said, we're finagling for the night. But, like I said, we don't. Again, it's reality radio. I don't like cutting off shows on y'all. If I can find a way to do a show, don't do it. So that's what we're doing. All right. But it is, again, Dagger, Queen V, West Coast Wednesdays, Ho Hump Night. Hope y'all enjoy yourselves tonight. Safe, sound. Like I said, watch out for police, checkpoints, all kind of crazy shit out there. But people always talk about shit about me on Halloween. I don't know why. Because, like I said, I like getting dressed up. It's enjoyable for me. Do you get dressed up, Queen, or do you not get dressed up anymore?
Well, I kind of had a costume, but my costume kind of didn't go through. But the theme that for the place that I was at was Western, so I got my cute little cowgirl hat going, and you know, so I'm right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm doing that right now. I'm a cowgirl. That was my backup costume. I'm a cowgirl, you guys. So,
okay.
You said what?
Down for the ride, huh?
Pretty much. getting ready to get up out this costume right now. And since nobody asked me to go out and do nothing tonight, I'm about to go in here and chill out. I guess I'm going to get underneath my blanket and watch some movies or something. I wanted to do a scary house, but that didn't happen.
Well, make sure you're watching horror movies. Because, you know, it's Halloween. You got to, it's whole night, you got to watch horror movies. So that's the only thing that's allowed to watch late at night. And,
I don't like watching scary movies by myself. See, that's not right. If I'm going to watch scary movies, I can't be by myself. Like, no. I have to have company. Come on, Mom.
You okay? You said you had a bottle at the house. What you got at the house?
She told me what it's called.
White Chippendale?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. It's not that bad. It's an old lady drink. My mama used to be drinking that shit. So.
my mama was the one who bought it for me and was like, try it. I want you to try it. So that was the first bottle that she bought me. So
okay,
I'm about to get in here and crack that since I don't have shit else to drink. I got no more liquor or nothing like that to drink. So
I'm over here sipping on my second drink. Let's see, what's that? Peach Amsterdam mixed with peach, pineapple, and mango juice. So you want to introduce it? And smoking and everything? All right. All right. But I want to also re-clarify, because I don't want nobody feeling bad about anything earlier. Like, what I said whole night, I mean, I meant that in the most, like, respect possible. So let me try to explain this a little bit. Now, ladies, there's a lot of attractive ladies out there, sexy, you know, doing their thing, you know, whatever you do, you know, I always got the utmost respect for ladies out there. Now, I understand some of y'all are a little more conservative than others. Now, keep in mind, some days it's whole day for everybody. So, you know, this is just hoes, period. So every day it's whole day. Now, for those that aren't hoes on a daily basis, this day is for y'all to go ahead and indulge that. You know, this is what I mean. I want y'all to embrace the wholeness. There's nothing wrong with just embracing it for one night. You know, that's all I'm saying. And enjoy it, because like I said, definitely. But if you're out there with your man or whatever, then make sure you're doing the right thing. You can embrace your wholeness, but make sure your man's whole for the night. You know, whatever you're out there doing or whatever. But just be careful. But I want to make sure I clarify that I meant no disrespect when I said that. You know, because sometimes people have an issue understanding me at times. So I just want to make sure you can clarify that. Now, but yeah, man, shoot. Halloween has always been a fun, like I said before, when I was a kid, it was always fun because, like I said, who doesn't like free candy and shit like that? You know I was free candy. Motherfuckers is getting mad at me now because I was talking about I was going trick or treating. Who you taking, the kids? I ain't taking no kids. I'm going trick or treating. Like, what's the best? people kept telling me there was something wrong with a grown 30. No, I'm just because you're here. It's just easy. That's another thing. Whenever I do a quick side note, I'm sorry. Because, I mean, whenever I got somebody with me while I'm doing the show or, like, chilling around me, it's easier to talk to them than I feel. But I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to Queen, Whoop, and everybody. Whenever somebody, you ever do that, Queen? Like, you ever just be a, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the alcohol, I don't know. But you ever be on the phone or whatever and there's somebody be in the room with you? And then you're talking on the phone, but you're like talking at them just because they're there. My only
right.
Does that me? Is that just
no.
me?
No, I do that too. No, I'm not gonna lie to you. I do that too.
Okay, I was just making sure. I'm crazy. I wasn't crazy. Or either we both crazy. Maybe it's just you and me. But okay, I was just making sure. But now I forgot what I was talking about. I said this is damn alcohol, man. Like I said, I'm on my third drink right now. It's whole night. That's what I meant. Whole night. Halloween. Here we go.
You
no,
didn't just
like,
dub it that, huh?
Yeah, it's whole night. That's what it is. That's what it is. You might as well save all them other letters. Who needs all the extra letters and shit? Like I'm saying, everybody out there in Hollywood, if you're in L.A. and you're in Cali, Hollywood is about to be cracking. Now, if you ask me, I don't like going to Hollywood because it's too cracking. You know what I mean? And I like to drive. I don't like to walk. So if I wanted to go to Hollywood, I would have to park way far away and either catch the bus or walk to the main part where it's going to be cracking. And I'm not trying to do all that, so I'm good on that. But there's going to be a lot of people out there. There's going to be a lot of hoes out there. Like I said, at whole night, it either comes to being hoes or you're being disgusting. It's one or the other. You know, I'm just serious. Either you a hoe or you're like a zombie or some kind of werewolf, or you're wearing somebody's mask or something, or, you know, Batman or some shit like that, or sexy Batgirl. You know, there's always some kind of variation or something like that. But basically it boils down to you either got an actual costume or you got a whole costume. You know, whole night is the only night where you can't tell the strippers. Like, it's like the strippers can go out and blend in. You know what I mean? Like, the strippers are blending in with everybody. You can't tell who the strippers are now. That's all I'm saying. But as for me, when I started off with Halloween and everything, it was always fun. Like I said, everybody loves free candy. It was all about free candy. Then I got into the I'm a fuck with people mode. I'm still in that kind of mode now. I got eggs in the car right now. I got to always keep a 12-pack of eggs on whole night.
For real?
Somebody got to catch the egg. You never know. They let you how to put out a game of the super soaker. I used to have a super soaker with bleach in it. Catch your nigga slipping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was in the mission mode, TPing and all that shit. TPing wasn't never really my thing. You got to get out and you got to like throw the tissue. You got to go catch it, throw it again. You know, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? When I'm hitting motherfuckers with the bleach and the super soaker, I can, when I'm hitting niggas with the super soaker and shit, I can do that in the car while I'm driving. That's what I used to do while I'm driving. I used to put the super soaker out the, like, driver's side window, you know, and then, I don't care when I drive, so I drive into oncoming traffic on the sidewalk so I catch people on that driver's side door and then go all the way back across traffic to skeet out, you know what I mean, skirt out. Yeah, I used to be an asshole, but I had to give that up. You know, that was my younger days. But Halloween is always, whole night has always had a special place in Dagger's heart. I mean, it's just an excuse to act the ass and to show your ass, depending on who you are, male or female. Am I lying? Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm different when it comes to Halloween because, see, me, Halloween for me is never really that cracking. I don't know, maybe it just hasn't been that point in my life yet where Halloween is, like, really cracking. I can't tell you the last time I dressed up for Halloween, like, for real, for real. Like, I really want to, but I never end up doing shit. I always end up being in the house on Halloween. Just like
cool.
Tonight. Like tonight I wanted to go out. Like, oh, it's Halloween, fuck it, I want to go out, but I tried to hit up people so we could go out, and nobody wanted to go out with me, so.
But it's also one of those days you don't really want to force anything either, so it's okay. It's also because at the same time, you don't want to, if you don't force it, because a lot of bullshit goes down on Halloween. Now, the only thing I'm trying to do tonight, the only other reason I'm really going out is because I'm trying to get on World Star Hip Hop. You know what I mean? I'm trying to catch some motherfucking doing some dumb shit, and I'm trying to record it. I'm trying to hope I catch something, because I'm trying to get on World Star Hip Hop with a video. So I can be like, World Star, like, it's going to be my video, and I'm going to say I did that. That's all. That's the only reason I'm really going out. If I didn't have that purpose, then I wouldn't, like I said, because Halloween, like I said, it is fun. Whole night is fun. But at the same time, it's dangerous. Just like anything else, it's fucking dangerous. So you got to be careful. There's some crazy, a lot of crazy shit goes down on a whole night. So get out, have your fun, take your ass back home or whatever. Like I said, get off the streets if you can. But if you can handle that shit, then okay. But just be, you always got to be careful, y'all. Be careful, be careful, be careful, all right? But I got to pull back out real quick, all right? We're going to play a little bit more music real quick, and we will be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Actually, hold on, I'm sorry. West Coast Wednesdays, Ho Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, all right? And this is Bang Hot Radio. We'll be right back.
Bear this burden. And I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky. To put a sip to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs. Prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission. Looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever. No matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get to shut up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy. So don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I give you a ho high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? The one that be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say, this ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do, and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
She wants the bomb.
She wants the bomb.
She wants the bomb. She wants the bomb.
Okay.
She wants the Except for I'm dipping, I'ma give it up. Every time all night, Chris make the pussy rub. Ass so fat, you can see it from the front. You see how I seen the dick, just watch how I want it done. Come here, baby girl, let me play with your pearl. I live a SD lifestyle, let me show you around my world. I rock the world, I'm just trying to get a nut. I'm a squirrel, dick so deep, I bet I make those toes curl. Let me see you fuck it up like the twerk team. I throw a stack in the air, make it rain green. I got that perfume in my cup, you know I'm all clean. You know Sprite, codeine, promethazine. More money, more problems, that's the motto. Ask JQ from SD, bitch, follow. If she want that bomb, then she can get it pronto. Quick and pick it up or no cleanup, swallow.
Hey bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch want the sub. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. She know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick, and I'ma give her some.
Got her backstage, just busting the pussy open. Dick like a slot machine, she want tokens. Take her back to the crib, yeah, she hoping. Show her how to handle a dick, yeah, she go. I bust a nut in her face, let her have a taste. All over her face, like she eating paste. Got a strong on the black dick. Number one in my draft, she my first pick. We making movies like Netflix. Got her legs twisted on my head like chopsticks. Giving bitches my green, nigga stop it. She love it when I'm stacking the cheese, deep pocket. After the night, she crave profit. Mindset getting between, kick rock, bitch. Now she blowing up my phone. Yeah, bitch, I'm in the zone.
Hey bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch want the cup. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. She know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick, and I'ma give her some.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, whole hump nights. Dagger, Queen V, still good.
I'm pissed off trying to open up my bottle of wine.
You pissed off over what? It's a cork and you ain't got no corkscrew?
Yeah. I won't open.
Here's what you do. Just go get your butter knife. You just got to be ghetto with it. Just push it down. Stab the top of the motherfucker until you push it down. Just push it all the way. Now, the cork's going to fall into the wine, but fuck it. I do. That's what I'm saying. I push the whole thing down. Queen, if you can push the whole thing down, if you have to say, yeah, but if you got to pick at the top a little bit to pull half of it out, like pick some of it out, and then push the rest down, then, I mean, yeah, go ahead. But I'm assuming you can just go through the whole thing. Right? And you just ask for my pants? That's how you feel? Damn, it's a fuck though, about already. No, that's fine. Oh, no. I had a question. Quinn, tell me if you noticed this as well. Look. Have you noticed that bitches that fuck with bitches, when they fat, only fuck
candy.
With fat bitches?
I'm so sorry, my mom. Somebody came in, and my mom came in and asked me what I got greedy. I was like, candy.
But did you hear my what you, oh god.
I heard part of your question. I heard part of it. I'm sorry.
That's
you didn't continue. I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
I hate repeating myself. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. That was mean. I apologize. You ever notice? Okay, number one, bitches that fuck with bitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they fat, they seem to only fuck with fat bitches. I only see fat lesbians with fat lesbians, or fat bisexuals with fat bisexuals. I never seen a bomb bisexual mess with a fat bisexual. I mean, I haven't seen it. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No. Mm-mm.
See, I'll be thinking
usually
about this.
Usually both of them are ugly. Or both of them are fat. Or both, yeah.
Okay, now I'm getting a little inside scoop here that it seems to be more acceptable if the girl is more stud. But I hate them butch bitches. Oh, I can't stand that. No, wait. What I mean is, like, yes, there'd be some bomb-ass studs that look, I'm talking about the fat, big, like, I'll fuck you up, I'm a nigga type, that that bitch with the cornrows. You know what I mean? Like, just that big Cleo. That Cleo type bitch. Cleo from Set It Off. That type bitch. Can't stand them bitches right there. You know? Now, the other ones be cool, because they be like, damn, bitch, if you just put on a dress or a skirt or some heels, take off that hat or something, it would be like, damn, you would look good. But it's like, what? Do it on whole night. But no, I only ask because, you know, I'll be thinking about things like this, and it's curious because I just think that it's because fat bitches accept other fat bitches in the
crowd. I don't care about what I'm doing.
Hold on.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing? Is this curious?
I'm trying to get my bottle open. I told you what I was doing.
I am.
I pushed it all the way through, and now I can't get the knife out.
What the fuck? You got the knife.
I pushed the knife all the way through the cork, and now the knife won't come out of the cork.
Oh, you pushed the knife through the cork. No, but this is good, though. Hold on. Now, if it's stuck, now you just got to pull it out. It may stick.
It won't come
stuck.
Out.
Oh, you ain't got no strength. I'm going to stop trying to help you.
Me and Mama's out here really trying to do it. It will not come out.
Y'all need to invest in a corkscrew. I think they got them at the store. I can't. You get the cheap plastic one.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. But another thing I heard about that was pretty interesting as well. I don't know if you heard about this. Did you hear about either the Chinese or Japanese, one of them motherfuckers? This dude sued his wife for being ugly and won. Year up shit. That shit was dope.
No,
I was so proud. I wish I could be in Japan right now. Here's what happened.
That is not okay. Well, then why did you marry her if she's ugly? What's wrong with you?
Okay. Here's what happened. See, everybody's going to say that. Why did you marry her if she was ugly? Here's what happened. See, when he met her, after she had all these kind of plastic surgeries and shit. She had all kind of plastic surgeries and everything and all. And she didn't tell him that she had plastic surgery. So what happened was they had a kid. This motherfucker's a real man, though. This motherfucker's on some real shit, though. He looked at the kid like, damn, that's an ugly kid. I can't have no ugly baby. You know what I mean? That's what he's like. So why? I look good. Why does kid look ugly? He was talking like, okay, well, at first he thought she was cheating on him. Then the motherfucker was like, okay, well, no, you're not cheating on me. But then she finally confessed that she had plastic surgery. Now, I wish I had the picture. Like I said, this is the time when I wish I could show everybody the picture. But they showed a before picture before she had the plastic surgery and the after picture after she had the plastic surgery. Oh, my God, there was such a big difference. Like I said, she looked so bomb, like, after the plastic surgery. Before, she was fucked up. She was fucked up. Like, and so, but it's just amazing to me that he really took it to court and won. He won, like, $120,000 he was awarded.
$120,000 because his wife was ugly?
Yep, for damages, mental, you know, suffering. This, that. Now, keep in mind, this is over in Japan or China. It's one of those. This is over there in their court systems and shit, you know. I'm just saying, this isn't happening in America, but I'm just saying, I wish it would. Some motherfuckers would go to court over fake shit or being fake or something like that. Oh, I mean, I'd be making stacks. You can sue motherfuckers for anything nowadays. But he won, though. I applaud that. That shit was dope. He was like, man, my baby is ugly. Like, I'm not ugly, you're not ugly, why is our baby ugly? He got to the bottom of that shit and was like, nah, fuck that. He got a divorce, then he sued her. Like,
wow.
Oh,
hilarious.
Wow. Hilarious. I love it. I'm sorry. That's just, that type of shit tickles my funny bone. So I have to laugh.
Oh.
But yeah, could you imagine that shit over here? Like, how many people would you sue for, like, being on some fake shit? You know, niggas have some shit like that. She didn't tell me she had fake hair, fake titties, all this shit and everything. You know, I didn't know that. I thought it was all real. Like, I need $10,000 if she lied to me. Like,
wow.
Her eyes
wow.
Ain't really cool. I wanted my baby to have blue eyes.
Come on for mama, please.
Uh-oh. No, I like how that. What are you doing now?
I'm trying to open my mouth.
He's still trying to open the damn bottle. Well, mute your phone real quick. We're going to get a Daggers double play. And let's see. How do I feel tonight? Where'd it go? And we'll check back with Queen after Daggers double play and see if she got that bottle open. Everybody's rooting for you, Queen. Everybody's rooting for you, okay? I'll get it together. Because like I said, I'm getting there. I'm pretty on. I'm probably stumbling my words. I hope I don't sound too stupid. But, yeah.
Okay. Daggers double play, everybody.
We have success, right?
When we come back, Queen V gonna have this bottle open. I promise you. Because we almost there, all right?
When we come back,
Queen V gonna have some drink in her cup.
We'll see. We praying for you, girl. We praying. All right.
Yeah. The Dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. Shit. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDC to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the Dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you into your route. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Love to get you wet, true love, get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, got it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. Do
you gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it
better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titty sitting upright, sooty smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do you think
gotta get you wet.
You do good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might have to suck. You get you wet, I get you wet.
All right. I'm going to give a shout out to Luke on this one.
Yeah.
Because he had that tootsie roll.
What it do, Riz?
But I'm the dagger, you know what I mean?
Got another one.
They sushi rolling for me. Let's go.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it flow. Hands and knees on the floor. Let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll. Make that sushi roll. Make that sushi roll. Make that sushi roll.
Better look at that ass.
Again, we got the dagger on the desk, track me like ass fat, so we can flip it like a flapjack. When it comes to cracking, talking about them white rocks, place an order, now she sushi roll until I tell her stop. Put your hands on the floor, stretch it back, make it
arch.
Raise that ass,
uh-huh.
Make a million men
march.
Balance with your knees, booty swaying like a breeze, smoking hella weed, now we both looking Chinese. No excuse for all the ass you be having. Let's see what happens when you're crouching. Tiger meets my hidden dragon, have you off the walls doing high kicks and backflips, struck the matrix, then landed and did the leg split. I love it when the booty's big and bending over, all up on my B-fold, method bitch and Yoshinoya. The way you sushi roll, my egg roll is never soft. You keep it on,
you gotta take it off.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see a sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, make that sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, make that sushi roll.
Better look at that ass.
You feeling with your ass in the ceiling? You was talking shit before, and now I got you believing. I'm not the nigga that you
used to.
You like it when I hit the green black belt, my style. I'm the fucking man. Call me Jackie Chan or call me. I tear it up like Japan. When it's over, feel the damage I done. I told you I was Pat Morita, never ever was a. I make them come when they come and they try to run. 2 hours later, I'm still hungry, need another one. This black and Asian chick caught her and she came swift. She sushi rolled it with a Tokyo drip. Swerved on my dick. Gripping the hips, I think I'm spinning out. I ain't never scared, so I held on and rolled it out. Ladies, if you got ass, what you acting scared for? Are you scared?
No.
Sushi roll it on the dance floor.
Ladies, if you got ass, this is how you let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, let me see the sushi roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll, roll. Make that sushi roll.
Better look, I got ass. This is how I let it show. Hands and knees on the floor, daddy, watch me sushi roll.
Put it down.
Whoa.
I didn't mean your ass. Strippers and hookers be sushi rolling for cash. They make it fast if they move it right.
Apple bottom.
Got a bite.
Booty me.
Darker light. Daggers got an appetite. Serve it up, I put it down. Dagger doesn't play around, bitches. From Korea back to Chinatown. Dagger so cocky, they never try to stop me when I turn the sushi into teriyaki. When I have my fro buff, I fucked while I wore chucks. After if she kept saying, I do my duty and I do it with passion. You had the sushi like a ninja, I'm a ninja assassin. Yeah, I know, I mean, admit it though, I kept it clean, I kept saying, when you know what I really mean. I don't pay for sushi though, my money is power. So she sushi rolls, I chop it up, now she sleeps.
Sayonara.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast, West Days, West Coast. Whole hot nights, Wednesdays. I don't know what I'm trying to say, y'all. Like I said, I'm feeling myself right now. Hold on. Quinn's still good weight. Got it. Lost her. Now she's back. Got to jack her back in. Hold on. Not a good time for me to be working. Like I said, I'm trying to be as simple as possible. It's getting harder. This is probably why I try to just be chill.
Hello.
With my
Hello?
Yeah, we got Quinn.
This
back.
Is Friday the 13th.
What?
I don't know the one that was made in 2009. Sorry, my brother asked me what I was watching. It's Friday 13th. I got my bottle open, y'all. I told you I was going to get it open. I got it open. I dropped my phone in the process. That's why you had to jack me back in. But because the bottle hit the phone and the phone fell on the floor. So, but I got my bottle open and I'm drinking.
Oh, man.
Get out. I'm trying to do my show. Get out. You're going to be on
the And what I'm always going to say and keep saying is that always be better than Dagger. Because like I said, right now, I'm on like my third cup of drink. I'm about to actually have to go get in the car and drive. I'm high. I'm about to be laughing. And y'all gonna roll with me for part of this because we're about to roll out in a minute. We're gonna take West Coast. It feels like a fuck you Friday, but it's still West Coast Wednesday tonight. And we're gonna take the show to the streets and see what's out there. I don't know if you heard sirens. I didn't see Batman earlier, you know, but I'm here in Long Beach, at least in the section I'm up in Long Beach right now.
Are you, hold on, I'm sorry. Are you in my bottle again? You know what?
What?
Not even old enough to be drinking and get away from my stuff.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, y'all, if y'all can hear my background. My brother is being crazy right now. I'm sorry. I apologize. In here, as soon as I get my bottle open, he don't want to help me at the hen room. Then all of a sudden, the bottle open here, he come drinking all my stuff. Nah, no. So you know I got an attitude. Nope. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Oh, we're good, but the section of Long Beach we're in now. But see, we're gonna take the show to downtown Long Beach, where you know downtown Long Beach supposedly is gonna be like baby. A real baby version of Hollywood, but I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit safer right down there. So, you know, hopefully I'm not going to pull it over. No bullshit, no drama, you know, trying to keep everything comfortable and cop aesthetic. But as always, if you don't, this is just my public service announcement. It's always, y'all do what y'all want to, but be better than me. Don't drink and drive, don't smoke and drive, you know. This is just my public service announcement, but at the same time, do what the fuck you're going to do, because I'm going to do the same thing. That was my Bill Cosby. Did that work? I don't think that worked.
No, it didn't. It's okay, though.
Okay.
You tried.
I did go for it.
I understand you tried, and you've been drinking, so I understand. It's cool.
My show's always interesting when I'm drinking. Like I said, I'm drinking, like, good shit. So, you know, like I said, third cup, number three. So, and like I said, I got to get behind the wheel. But it's okay because I'm not a bad drunk driver, and I'm not really drunk. I'm just...
Give me my cup.
Well, nobody... Damn. That's how you feel? Just fuck my soul, right? Just come all away about your cup.
You don't really talk about you drunk and shit. I got to ride with you.
Okay, and you're going to ride with me, though, right? No, we're not. I've already had an accident. It's okay. I'm not going to hit nothing else. I got to get my car fixed. It's just still going to cost me like $350. I got that shit priced. Like, damn, $350, that's hurt. But it could have been worse. But anyway, Queen, I'm sorry. Because like I said, I'm just rambling. It's just drink, and I don't know. Like I said, I ain't got no excuse right now. My mind's wandering. I'm trying to get on these streets so I can describe to how. Because like I said, it's whole nights. Of course, you know, it's whole nights. We're going to see what kind of hoes is out here. I'm going to talk about each and every one of them when I see them, just so y'all know what's up. Like, well, what's going on with you, Queen? Anything on your mind?
No, because you said that and like everything that's on my mind just started going. So,
no, shoot them out. Let's go.
You guys, my birthday is Sunday.
Uh-oh.
I think that yeah. So that's on my mind because I'm excited. Like, I really am. I don't know why anybody would be excited to be a year older, but I am. Like, because my birthday is a special time of year for me. Every year on my birthday, like, even though half the time I don't get to do the stuff that I want to do. Why this wine? Okay.
You know why, though? Because like, you're actually going to be grown. The eyes of the world, you're going to be seen as an adult, you know. It's all downhill from 21. I remember when I was 21, man. God, shit.
But like, I don't know. Like, I'm chilling. Like, so I'm excited. You feel me? Then I don't know. I got other stuff on my mind too. So like, I'm sorry. If I just feel like I'm jumping from subject to subject. This wine really got me on like low key. I'm about to pour another cup right now.
You just got the bottle open. You can't tell me you're already feeling yourself. Like I said, I'm on number three. Tell me, why is it not that good?
It's really bomb, actually.
Wine
for me is a different kind of buzz. Like, it's a different kind of buzz.
Yes,
so I like where I'm at. I like where
I'm
at.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Go ahead, continue. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay.
You gotta, yeah.
Okay, wait, yeah, you're, wait. I'm sorry, because I was sipping, so I couldn't answer it. I drowned, you know. But, okay, this has been on my mind because everybody has been saying this to me and it's been hurting my feelings considering the fact that my birthday's coming up. Dagger, you've seen me in person. If you would have never seen me a day in your life, how old do I look to you?
Oh, no, you like 14, 15. And I always say that nowadays because the kids nowadays are spilling out a lot more, too. So I'm not, it's no disrespect or anything, but you look young. And you could play the young role if you wanted to. You can play the super young role if you want. I could kind of do it, too. If it wasn't for my height, like I said, if I really shaved up my face, like cut off all my face hair, whatever, put like the little kid backpack or something like that, I can low-key do it, too. I could kind of at least go back to college and still play like I came out of high school. So it's not a bad thing. You want to look.
No, I mean, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, like, you know, considering the fact that I'm getting older, you know, and ever since I was the age that people think I am, I've been told that I look like I'm 13, I'm 14. Like, when I was 13 and 14, I looked like I was 13 and 14. So now that I'm about to be 21, for me to still look like I'm 13 or 14 years old,
there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Trust me, it's okay. A lot of people want to be in that situation. Don't even trip. Action to play a role. It's downright, wait, let me finish. It's downright, like I said, sexy because you can play a little. I know it's kind of twisted that I'm about to say this. Like I said, it's maybe the alcohol, but I'm being straight up with you. Like I said, we're being honest. All right. Now, a lot of guys like the little girl scenario. And I'm not talking pedophiles. But I'm talking about that high school, you know, 16, 17, 18, you know, fresh. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Trust me, a lot of guys go for that. But the fact that you're old and mature and everything, but you look like that is not, trust me, it's not a bad thing whatsoever. Enjoy it.
Okay, so then brings up the next thought that was on my mind.
All right.
Yeah, because this is the stuff that goes through my mind when I'm sitting alone, you guys. I'm weird, and I don't have a problem saying so.
I'm a quick side note before you start. It's also funny, like I said, like you, schoolgirl outfit or anything like that, really, like I said, really kind of twisted, but not because, like I said, you're legal. There's nothing wrong with that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So then I have a question. So off of what you just said, is that the reason why older guys try to talk to me? Because my thing is this. Like, I don't know, ever since I was about 19, older guys try to talk to me. Usually they're about 30, and then it goes up a little bit higher. Like, the oldest guy who ever tried to talk to me was 54. And when he asked me how old I was, I was like, how old do I look? He told me that I looked like I was 16. I'm like, how old are you? He's like 54. But wait, if I look 16 and you're 54, why are you even bothering to open your mouth and say anything to me?
Okay, now there's different ways to look at it. Now, some guys are out there are just nasty. Like I said, I may want a girl that looks like she's that young, or may, you know, but I don't want a girl that is that young. There's a difference.
Right.
You know, there's definitely a difference. So, but usually, I mean, to what I always understood is that, you know, younger girls are attracted to older men anyway. So if you believe that whole girls mature faster than guys, you know.
Right, I do.
That. So then your older guys are always going to be attracted to that anyway. But, I mean, it may be part of it. I mean, and like I said, youth is something that, you know, people are not, I don't want to say flaunt. But they get frivolous with it because, you know, but it's like older women are trying to hold on to their youth while younger women are trying to run through it. You see what I'm saying? Like, so these older men, you got to realize that when they're dealing with women their age, then they're probably not excited about it or whatever. An older man would like a younger woman because the younger woman be on some different shit than older women be on. You see where I'm at?
Right.
younger women got the energy, they got the motive, they got the excitement, they got the they're trying to experience new shit. You can show a young girl something and have it be something brand new to her. But you know, you bring that shit to an older bitch, she's like, I've seen this before, you know, it's hard to impress older bitches. And then yes, as always, you know, younger bitches are always easier to take advantage of. That's why you see all these bitches come straight out of high school, go straight into porno movies and shit. You know, freshly plucked, like shooting fish in a barrel. You know, some of them, but they don't got shit else to do. But it's a youth thing. Everybody's always trying to, you know, Forever 21. That's one of the hottest stores in the world. You know, the oldest bitches be shopping in that shit. But no, let that 21 go. You're not gonna get it. Yeah. I mean, they got. I don't know. I wouldn't know. But I'm just simply saying.
They have mature clothing.
They have mature clothing. Okay, fine. You're telling me that. But what I'm saying is that the store, name of the store is Forever 21. You bitches is 85. What? No. Yeah, get out the, you know what I mean? Go to the old people store. I'm just, excuse me for wanting shit to be done the proper way. Hold on, what the hell is this? I ain't never seen this before. I got a straight aim on the queue. Let's see what this is. Myron?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Myron Gaines.
Yes, how can I help you?
I just wanted to talk to the Blessed Beauty.
You wanted to talk to who?
The Blessed Beauty. Is she there?
The Beauty? No, my Beauty of the Week. We have to reschedule my Beauty of the Week this week. She's supposed to be in on Sunday.
No, I'm speaking about the lovely 1010 that's speaking with you right now.
Oh, you want to talk to Queen? Oh, Queen, this is a friend of yours? You know this person?
Oh, no, but hello.
Queen, I just wanted to express my love in front of everybody for you. I would drag my testicles through broken glass through the Amazon while scorpions hung on my nipples while using nothing but molten lava as my only energy source just to hear you fuck through Skype.
Now that's love. That's love right there. Queen,
oh, that is That's so crazy, like type of love. But you know what? Love is crazy. So you know what? That's really sweet of you to say.
So, I mean, are we going to go out or what? Can I hit that? Can I smash?
Wait, Myron, hold on, Myron. See, I got to talk to you first. Hold on. Can't
you
come in my calls like that. I got a couple of questions. I got to check you out first. I can't just be
come
out
here. Bro.
All right, now, man, first of all, where are you calling from, man? Where are you calling out of? Where you at?
I'm in Misk, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Now, are you cool with a long-distance relationship? Because, I mean, that can be harsh on a relationship. What are you willing to do about that? You seem like you're too far away.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'm part of the BBC crew, so, I mean, long distance is nothing for me.
Okay, you can just hop on a plane like nothing, like, man, I'm out there, I'm ready to come through? That's what you're saying?
Basically, yes. I'm CEO and 10K every day.
Oh, see, 10K every day. See, Queen, hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold up. Okay, I'm liking so far. Hold on. Now, let me see. So you 10K every day. So, I mean, baby mamas, baby mama drama, kids. You know, you got like 5, 6 kids, 6 baby mamas. I mean, what's up with that? What's on that side of things?
Well, I mean, as far as kids are concerned, The reality with kids is that when I was
hello?
Uh-oh.
See? Nigga scared of kid question. Myron, where'd you
go? Uh-oh.
See? It's all right, Myron. See, he dropped the call. He ran on that. He didn't want to go through the questioning. See? This is why we run niggas through the question in here. But hold on real quick. Straight out to 613. Let's see who else we got on the phone line tonight. Everybody tuning in on whole night. Oh, Myron's back. Hold on. But Myron, you got to wait now. Now you got to wait. Move to the back of the line. Trying to get everybody else in. Who else we got? Hold on. Damn it. See? This is always the bad part about being live and doing this. But we're working it out. Hold on. Now you get this going. There we go. Straight out to 613-5222. 5-2-2-3. Let's go. You got Dagger and Queen V. What to do?
Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
Hi. The problem is you're focusing on things in life that don't really matter. When I was a kid, I had hopes and dreams. We all did. But over time, the daily grind.
Is this fuck with West Coast Wednesday's ho hum night?
I know, right?
Was there a question? Did I miss the question?
I know. That's what I was saying. Wait. Okay, so wait, it's not me. All right, that's all I was trying to make sure. Because I was like, wait, did I miss something? Like, within
that fast? Hold on, we got one more call. Let's see who this is. I'm glad y'all at least fucking with me. Y'all out there listening. Keep calling in. 661-7559. Y'all call me on a good night. I'm drunk. I'm willing to deal with this shit right now. So we good. Who else we got out here? Hold on. Myron, we almost back to you, man. Hold on. Straight out to 973-9524. You got that in. What it do?
Hey, yo, this is BBC. I want to shout out to my girl, Queen.
Hi.
Oh, see, Queen got fans tonight, man. There you go, Queen.
I know. I appreciate the love. This is making me feel so wonderful, you guys. You guys don't even understand.
Back. This call's for you. Let me step back. You go ahead and talk. I'm going to step back.
Well, one of my sexual fantasies right now.
Wait, I heard sexual fantasies, and I don't know who said it. Was this our caller, or was...
No,
okay.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
Yeah, I want one of my sexual fantasies, girl.
Me? I'm one of your sexual fantasies?
Yeah. You see, this is what I want to do. I want to lie down. I want to lie down naked, right? Act like a one-year-old, you know, put on a diaper, have a binky in my mouth and everything. I want you to dress up like a babysitter, right? Yes, the babysitter. You know, you got to act like you're nurturing me all day, right? As if I was a one-year-old or something, you know, my diaper and my pinky.
Okay.
I want you to cuddle with me, you know, tickle me a little bit, you know, and I'll respond by giggling like a little one-year-old baby, right?
Shit, I love it. This is crazy.
I want to start playing with your teddies, right? I'm going to start playing with your teddies and sucking on them, and you're going to start to jerk me off, all right?
Wait, hold on, now, man. Not to cut you off in the middle of your fantasy now, Queen, hold on. Now we got a little competition going. See, fuck the music right now, because this shit is too funny to me. So we're going to get Myron back in here, because Myron will call back in. Hold up.
Okay, but see, wait, I don't like hand jobs. I like head, okay?
Queen.
Hold on, Myron.
Oh,
Myron,
yes.
You got some competition,
Queen.
Man. You got some competition.
Queen. Queen, how are you going to sit there and you're going to get wet over somebody's fantasy over you when you know I love you. You know I love
you. You even lived to avoid you.
Wait. Wait, Myron. How do I know that? This is our first conversation. I don't know that, sweet. I'm sorry. You love me.
Hold on. Let me ask. Hold on. Myra. First of all. Myra, do you know what Queen Bee looks like? Have you been to her Facebook page? Have you checked her out? Do you know what she looks like? Or is it just...
You know what? You're acting like the moderator. You're one cheeky cunt, mate. I'm going to wreck you.
I'm being cool, Myron. I'm letting shit go. Don't badmouth me on my show because I'm asking questions. I'm just trying to get an understanding here. I'm letting you roll.
You want
me? I'm being real with you and I'm being honest with you, man. I'm letting this shit ride
okay,
for right.
Bro,
don't
watch your comments.
Myron, wait, stop. It's okay, everybody chill out. You gotta respect my co-host, because if it wasn't for my co-host, Queen V wouldn't be here, okay? So you gotta respect him.
Myron, I will respect you.
You gotta respect him,
okay?
Because if it wasn't for him, Queen V wouldn't be here.
Queen, I'm sorry. You're a blessed beauty.
As a matter of fact, right now, Myron, I'm sorry. You done pissed me off. So I'm still gonna let y'all chill. Like I said, I'm gonna try to calm down. I'm gonna sip my drink. I may smoke this other blunt right now. I'm gonna play some music, and we're gonna be right back. And you show some respect when we get back, and we're gonna try to. Like I said, one of y'all may get a date with Queen V. You never know what's going on. I'm gonna try to
fuck you up,
or I will hang up on your ass and not pick up the phone and call back.
Dagger.
See, everything was good until he started coming at me sideways. You know what I mean? I don't like that shit. You know, you can't.
I understand.
And I don't understand why. When I was trying to do him a favor, he thought that he ought to love to chew and drag his balls across broken glass and, you know, lava kids and all this other shit. Everything. I'm trying to do him a favor. How you gonna get mad at me for asking a few questions? I'm not allowed to ask a few questions.
Of course you are.
Right.
You know why?
Right.
But you see, you know why you're allowed to ask a few questions, and I hope they're still listening. If they want to know why you're allowed to ask questions, why? Because I feel like this. You have brought me on as your co-host, so that means that you care about me at least a little bit. You feel me? My well-being, how I live, all that stuff, right? At least a little bit, right? Just a tad.
At least.
Just a little bit, right? Okay. So, you know, if somebody, just like I would hope my family would question the guy I'm talking to or somebody that I like and see what his motives are for me, you feel me, my co-host had my best interest at mind because, hey, you called on to our show and started professing your love for me, right? So somebody who has my interest at heart would ask questions, right?
You know what I mean? And it was cold because I was rolling with him. Like I said, man, CEO and everything. Like I was like, okay, I'm with that. You know what I mean? They don't disrespect, make that money. You know what I mean? He said he could hop on a plane out here. Woo-bear. You know, I was with him. I was rolling with him. You know, I had his, you know, that's why I see. What did I tell you? I always go quick. VC, you try to be nice to certain people or whatever. You never know. See, that's why if I was the asshole out the gate, it would have been, you know, something worse. And I don't want to be that. You know, that's not how the person I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be cool. That's all. And the other homie, I forgot to get his name. I got to make sure I get his name when we get back. But we're gonna have a conversation. I got to – this shit is amazing. Like I said, you never, never know what to expect. Like I keep saying all the time, fucking reality radio or bang out radio. You never know who's going to call for this show and talk. My other man had fantasies about you and shit. He's sitting at home, you know, got Queenie. I bet I'll get an honest answer. I wonder if he's actually – You know, I mean, cause some people, there are all those people out there that fall in love with people's voices. So they hear somebody's voice and just instantly, like, you know what, I gotta see that person, I gotta see that person, I gotta know something with that person. I mean, it can't happen. You know, so I don't want to deny or doubt anything that's going on here. There's crazy shit going on in the world. I don't underestimate anybody or anything.
Right.
So. But that's where we at here. But I mean, it'll be easy. But so far, which one? Who are you going with so far? You like Marvin? Who's going to go across, like I said, broken glass with his balls, or you got the guy who like is just having sexual fantasies about?
I mean,
because even though Marvin. Was
I mean, because anybody can have fantasies about me. I mean, like, don't get me
Marvin,
wrong. Like, I don't because I don't know either one. I don't wait. I don't know either one. But see, anybody can have fantasies about me. Anybody can see a picture of me and just be like, damn. All right, I might be bogged to him, so, you know, they may have that one little fantasy that runs across their mind, and now my face is a part of that fantasy. You feel me? But he told me straight up that he run his balls through glass.
Yeah, you know, nobody really just says shit like that. You know what I mean?
You feel me? Like, wait, that's where your babies live. Like, ooh, your balls? Like, damn, those have been with you forever. Like, yeah, you may not have seen them things when you was, like, 13, 14, but them things have been with you forever. And you going to run them through glass for me? Oh, you love me that much? I didn't know that there was really that much love out there for Queen V. I appreciate everybody out there who loves Queen V. I love you guys, Zach. I didn't know that I had a fan base. I just thought that I was doing this for fun.
Now, I think we did. Hold on, let me see. Now, I'm just going to say the other guy for right now. Not Marvin, but the other guy that likes Queen V. Just what's your name? Are you just hear me?
He's right here.
There he is. Now, I don't mean no disrespect. I'm just bad with names. Like I said, you caught me at a high drunk moment. So your name is, sir, I'm sorry?
This is BBC. They call me the Big Black Cock.
BBC. that is right there. BBC. Big Black Cock. That's who that is.
Okay, but wait, because Queen V asks this question all the time. So what does your mother call you?
mother. I don't got no mother, son.
Okay. Okay, then what did she call you if you don't have one?
Tyrone.
Okay, thank you, Tyrone.
Okay, so you got Barbara.
Yeah, I don't play that game. I don't like that. You can't talk to me.
Go
he's going to get at me like that. It's not going to go down.
All right, but I'm about being respected. So we're going to call it BBC. Because that's funny to me. So can we call it BBC? No homo. We're going to call it BBC.
Yes, we can call him that. We can call him that.
Okay.
But for me, yes, you have. When you come at me and I ask you what your mother called you, because that's the name that she put on your birth certificate, I'm being serious because I don't like that. But we can call you by your nickname, BBC. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. We still got Marvin. Now, Marvin, you good, man? You to calm down? We got a little misunderstanding. Are we cool?
Yeah, man, we're cool. You know, I just want to apologize. My name's Myron, by the way, not Marvin.
I apologize again.
No problem. But Queen, she can call me whatever she wants to call me. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, Queen, I mean, I want to be your knight in shining armor. I mean, even if you just want to talk to a good friend, you know, honest, sweet, and tender, you can do it with me at any moment. I'm a good person. You know, I'm kind. I'm loyal, and I'm sincere. And the love that I
have.
Okay, now hold on. All right, Myron. Now, what you got to offer? Because, I mean, Myron over here talking redneck. You know, he's talking that realness right now. I don't know about how real it is, but, you know, he's talking that shit. Now, you know, girls be liking to hear, you know what I mean? He's talking about sexual fantasy and shit. Now, you may got the BBC. You know, what else you got to offer? Now, wait. Now, Myron, real quick, man, can I ask, is you white?
Nah, man, I'm actually Chinese.
Chinese? Oh, okay. Whoa.
Wow. Okay. Pop in, all right.
Okay.
For those who don't know, Queen B don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. As long as you like me, it's cool.
Here we go. Now, man, now what you got to offer? Cause no disrespect, but the Chinaman, you know, he running in the lead right now, it seems like to me, man. So what's up, BBC? Holla at us, man. Holla at him, man. What's up? Let us know what's up.
Yo, straight up, I'm a street pharmacist. I make $20K a day, son. Fuck all that.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, Mr. BBC. Mr. BBC, where are you from?
Dirty Jersey.
You from Jersey?
Dirty Jersey, that's right.
Okay. Are you all right? Has Sandy hit you too hard? How you okay?
What's up?
I said, are you all right? Is Sandy hit you too hard? Are you okay?
Nah, I'm good.
Hurricane Sandy. All right, yeah. I'll just make sure. You know, I got people over there too, so I was just asking a real sincere question, you know, because I think about others too.
I see
I keep up with what's going on.
But, okay, but hold on real quick now, Mr. BBC, like I'm saying. Now, I guess you on that shit, like, man, you can hop on a plane like it's nothing, too. Like, man, I want to come see you. I'm trying to see what's up. We can go out. We can hang out. We can do just that, right?
I'll drop the phone right now and come through.
You said I'll get off the phone right now and be on the next
flight.
Excuse me. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, Queen, I'm having a hard time hearing you because I'm on my jet right now.
Myron, now don't forget. Now, Myron said he's on a jet right now. It's private jet.
Whoa. Private jet. You got a private jet, Myron, or you flying commercial? I'm just asking.
I got a private jet, and I name it Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Remote control planes do not count, Myron. We are talking real planes, right?
We talking real planes.
Okay.
That is the paper plane.
Oh.
You
okay? So,
Queen,
get ready to check you out at Myron.
Queen, listen, I'm gonna come pick you up. I'm gonna take you out a candlelight dinner on the beach over there in LA, and
okay.
I got a queen size bed on the jet for my queen. You know what I mean, girl?
No. See. When the queen sleeps, wait, Dagger, can I answer that?
Just saying, what's wrong with the California king? See, why?
Thank you, Dagger.
Downsizes.
Thank you, Dagger.
What's up with the California king? That shit is big. You know, you want a little-ass bed like a queen-size bed, man, if you bought it like that? Why you going to...
Because the queen lays in the queen-size bed when she's by herself. But when I go and I lay with my dude lays in the Cali king, okay? My dude lays in the Cali king.
Listen, you know what? Because of that, I'm going to throw my gen away, and I'm going to buy a new one with the county king.
Oh! You're just gonna toss it. You just can't go get a new bed. You're just gonna toss the jet away.
I'm gonna give the jet to charity or some shit.
All right. Now, just for the record, I'm gonna let you keep going because this shit is just hilarious right now. But I am calling bullshit. You know, just so we're aware, and I mean no disrespect like that, but we keep it real over here on West Coast Wednesdays, and I gotta be real with my fans, the people that listen,
right,
and everything.
I'm mad that my bottle of wine is gone.
I know you over here fucking around and everything like that. It's funny as fuck, though. Don't get me twisted. You know, it's funny. I'm cool. You know, don't worry about none of that. But I know at least you not on none of the shit you talking. Now, my street pharmacist over here, BBC, no homo, you know, 20K, he just may be on that hood shit. You know what I mean? So I'm leaning more towards that. This is just more of my Judge Mathis coming out. Say,
yo,
say,
Frog, I got the Cali king. I got the Jersey king size.
Wait, what happened, man? One more time?
He said the Jersey. But see, the queen is from Cali. You feel me? So I like Cali kings. You feel me? Like, no disrespect. I don't disrespect nobody from where they from, but you see, the biggest bed they make is called the Cali King. So that's
what
the
I
bed
need in my PC,
like,
the Cali King.
That you know, I've laid in one of those. It's a really beautiful thing. I like Cali beds, Cali King beds. Yes, scared of bed. So
no way. So BBC man. So have you seen what Queen looks like? I mean, have you been to her face? Do you know what she looks like? Or are you just, like, be honest, be real with us, man. I respect you for being honest with her.
Yo, real, recognize real. She's a 10 out of 10 heavenly blessed beauty, for real.
And so you've seen, her pictures.
That's right.
Oh, dude. See, my man right here, I don't know. See? Ira was in the lead, but you know what I mean? I'm real, like you said, real recognize real. My man be honest and straight up right here. You know, I'm tending to believe this right here. Like I said, I'm in my Judge Mathis mode. Say we on trial. It's both of these niggas right here, and they both try to get acquitted, and I'm trying to figure out which one going to get through. You know what I mean? And when I smell bullshit, I smell bullshit. You know? So,
Queen.
Yes, Myron.
Oh, all right, Myron, what's up?
I just wanted to ask Queen. I mean, does she have a problem that I only have a 4.5 incher?
See, that may be.
Do
a problem.
I have a problem? Wait. Do I have a problem with what? Say that again.
I only have a 4.5 incher.
Put your pinky up, Queen.
No, I heard that. Okay, but wait. I have a question.
The thing is, I got a 4.5 incher, but I got 7 zeros in my bank account. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Wait, hold up. See, to bring it back real quick, though, see, these Asians, like, they do got money. I can't even lie about that.
Okay, but wait.
In the bank account.
But wait, hold on, Myron. I have a question.
Okay, baby, go ahead. Kill fine ass.
Do you give head?
With that big old booty.
How you know about my booty? Let me get my question out to Myron before I even go anywhere else.
Okay.
Do you give head?
Damn right, girl. I'll make you scream.
Okay, because I'm a head girl. I like head.
You getting wet just thinking about me. I see you, girl.
Whoa.
He's feeling himself. That's okay.
This
I
is so great.
All right, man.
I'm mad that my bottle of wine is gone. Like, I think this is some bullshit.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. Now, hold on. Now that I got my shit back real quick, we just going to keep going quick. Straight up to 250. We got one more call that's going to try to get here. Is there somebody else trying to get a queen? This may be interesting. Hold on. I get no attention tonight. I see how y'all feel. This is cool, though. Yeah, I'm chilling. Hold on.
Wait, BBC. You do get attention. You're not saying nothing to me.
That's that's your co-host. Calm down. That's your co-host talking about he ain't getting no attention, but it's okay.
Oh, I was about to say.
You know,
okay,
cool.
I was about to say.
It's cool.
Oh,
that's
Dagger. You always get the attention,
like,
Dagger. You get your beauty for the week and all of that shit comes through to you.
Hold on. Straight out 250-3002. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do? Who this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Queen?
Somebody else. Queen.
This is Queen and and
no,
Dagger. Yes, yes, it is. Hi. How
My
are you,
name
sir?
Is Raheem.
You said Raheem.
My name is Raheem, but my rap name is Camel Joki. I rap, okay? Camel Joki.
I love how about it. I love Hold Night. This shit is funny.
Okay, wait. No, because I have a question. Because my favorite liquor store man talk like you. Are you Palestinian?
Yes, I'm from Iraq.
Oh, you're from Iraq?
Wait, hold on. Are you over there shooting Americans? Are you shooting?
Yeah, I have a question about that, too, because my favorite person in the whole wide world, her dude, yes, I'm going to call him that because I feel
okay, I like you now. I tell you a story, okay?
You going to tell you a story? Okay, story time.
You
going to
tell me a story?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yesterday my dog died, okay?
Your dog died? I'm so sorry to hear that.
He was my best friend. I used to take him everywhere with me.
Oh.
I was laying there on the ground with a handful of painkillers and handle of Popo, about to say goodbye to the world, okay?
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about John. I think
but
that's
then I decided
really
to
bad.
Give it one more day to see if things made a turn for the better. I logged on to Facebook and there was your profile picture sitting there.
I don't know who the fuck y'all are, but I'm glad y'all fucking with me tonight. Y'all caught me on a really good night. I'm really enjoying it. But y'all fucking love this. Is even pranking my shit.
They're not even fucking with you, though. They fucking with me.
They're fucking with you, though. That's what I'm saying. It's even funnier. That's what I'm saying. But go ahead, man. I didn't mean it. Was Salim? Was that, what was the name? Ahmed? What was it? I missed the name. I'm sorry.
Camel Joki, buddy.
Muhammad.
Thank you, Queen.
Say your name again, sweetie.
Camel Joki, rap name.
No, I want your first name.
Raheem.
Raheem.
Raheem. So we got, wait.
You have saved my life.
Hey,
and
so
give it a meaning again. I can't thank you enough, okay?
Can I do a head count real quick? Just real quick. I'll do a head count. We got
okay.
Raheem. We got
mm-hmm.
Raheem. Now, Raheem's from my right.
Oh, shut up. I think I'm a tank.
Are you currently in Iraq or are you just from Iraq? Are you currently in Iraq now or are you from Iraq? Raheem. You know, Raheem? See, an American shot him. I guess an American shot him. He gone.
Oh, my
gone.
God.
He got popped. Don't fuck with America. That's all I'm saying. Don't fuck with America. Especially on whole now. Don't fuck with America.
Hey,
hey, I'm sorry, man. I got people in Iraq, man. Fuck that, man. If it's us or them, man, I
feel
gotta,
that, though. That's why I was asking a question, because my favorite person in the whole wide world, I don't know what to call him, but he was there, and he was killing people because he was in Iraq. So that's why I wanted to know.
Queen.
Yes, Myron.
baby, I was just, I mean, I've been waiting, just listening to your sweet voice, and I was inspired, and I wrote a little rap song for you, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead and sit there for me.
Hold on, wait, hold on, let's give a moment of silence. Mine's about to perform a rap song. All right, mine, go ahead, got everybody's attention. Go ahead.
Okay. Yo, hey, shawty, let me holler at you right quick. You know what I'm saying? Checking you out over there, you looking good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering. Excuse me, something I caught in my throat.
Now, wait, man. That's only like 2-3 bars, man. You got to do better than that, man.
Okay.
Because me being an artist, and I'm just saying it now, now you're back on my bad side just a little bit, because I don't like when people say they can do stuff like that, and then, you know, you do something like that. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that's you got to do better than that. You know what I mean? If you can't rap, then don't say you can rap.
You're doing better.
Talking about your bank account. You're doing better over there talking about your bank account. I'm just saying.
Hold up. I got a poem for Queen.
Oh, here we go. BBC. Oh. Wait, what?
Go ahead, BBC.
Oh, thy heavenly blessed beauty, whose inner beauty is better beauty, sleeps fine at black feet. You are an ancient beauty, the kind of muse that inspired Omar Khayyam. Or the Charleskatashka. Surely it was an angel like you who wooed Odysseus and he's put tied to the mast, or who burst from the balcony that inspired Romeo to sing. Oh, be my fair princess, and we shall teach the generations to come how to love.
That was really beautiful.
Okay.
Now, here we go. Now, Queen, which poem did you like better?
Wait one darn second.
Wait, hold on. It's not your turn right now, man. You had your chance. You blew it.
No, I have one more poem.
No, two to one poems. Hold on. First, we're going to decide on the first one. We're going to see who won the first round. First round, Queen. The first round goes to who?
First round goes to BBC.
There it is. 1-0.
I give BBC that. Yes.
Here's round two. This is the get at Queen battle right here, man. Round two. I'm giving you a chance here. Are you ready?
Yeah. Since this is round two.
Hold on, everybody. Shh. Everybody listening. All right, Myron. Go ahead. Everybody's listening. Round two. Let's go.
Since this is round two, I'm going to sing this one. Nah, I mean, I congratulate to you because you are very beautiful. Your beauty, your charming figure, your pleasant and angelic smile, your personality, your happiness, your charm, your kindness, you are the queen.
Okay, all right. I'm wrong with that a little bit. Okay. All right, BBC, round two, man. What you gonna do, man? You gonna
pull
it up?
Oh my God!
Round two, where you coming? BBC.
BBC, are you laughing?
That's some real shit right there.
He ain't even laughing himself. There he is, man. What you got? Round two, man. Don't choke like it. Don't choke, man. Come on. You in the lead. Let's go.
All right. Listen here, Queen. Your beauty overwhelms me as I wrap my arms around you in my thoughts. I press your softness tight. Great passion fills my inner being. I'm captured in your embrace. Your eyes control my very soul. The touch of your lips is heaven, forever frozen in time, or else fades into nothing. Real recognizes real.
Oh, bottom line, real recognized. So now you got the spoken word. I don't know, BBC. I like the first one a little bit better, personally, but that's just me. It's not my vote, though. It's not up to me. All right, now, Queen V, round two. You got the R&B, and you got the spoken word. We got round two.
Can I call round two a tie?
We got to pick one.
Fuck. y'all would just put me on the spot like that.
Hey, but I mean, like I said, I personally, if you want my opinion, you know what I mean, I think Myron got riled too. I hate to admit it, but you know, it takes a lot for somebody to do some shit like that. That's just my opinion. You know, like I said, my vote.
I know I got sang to, I got a poem rolling up three times. Oh wow. I really don't know.
We're all blessed and everything. Look at
I know I am blessed right now. Why? Because you see, this show, I didn't expect this. So when I get stuff like this, I get bombarded.
But hey, this is you know, anything can happen here. We still need to vote, Queen. Come on.
Okay.
We got round two.
I can sing to you, Queen.
Round two.
Wait,
Myron, because you see, I liked your voice. It was kind of sweet. It was kind of cute. So,
here we go. Now we gotta go for round three. Now look, y'all. Now what's up, fuck y'all?
You see, Dad, why you instigating?
Wait, hold on. Now we got round three, y'all. Now here's the tiebreaker. Now even my man from Iraq didn't get shot, so he's in the queue. So I'm gonna try to get him in, but I'm gonna let this battle finish out first before we.
Wow.
We got round three. Now I'm just a suggestion, fellas. Like I said, I would try to come with some kind of originality. I would try to switch things up a little bit. Now I'm saying the show's gonna be over in 10 minutes. This is the last round, so y'all better make it count. All right, so here we go, Myron, set it off. Go, round three.
Shout out to Queen. Yo, every dream that's ever touched me, every breath. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I was a little nervous.
No,
I was nervous, man. I was nervous.
No,
listen.
No repeats.
Oh,
this is like Family Feud. Now BBC got a chance to steal. Here's his chance to steal. Let's see if he can steal it around, BBC. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, baby, I love you very much. The thought of you in bed with me. It's just too much. Oh, girl. Baby girl, I'm loving you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Baby, I love you so much.
Dagger. I think I should.
Now, Myron, I must admit, and I hate to admit this at least again, but I hate to admit this, but your voice does sound better than BBC's when he tries to sing.
It does.
Well, can I please get another try? I was very nervous. When I speak,
I vote no. Now, here we go. Now, look, I'm going to vote no. Now, wait, but here, Queen, what do you vote? Do you want to get Myron in?
Queen, I love you.
Queen, you're my heavenly blessed beauty.
Queen, just give me another chance to sing you this song. It's from the soul.
Wow. Oh my God.
Queen,
Dagger,
why you do me like
that? No, wait, hold on.
Because
look,
you have to be near. You know I can't decide on crap like this. This is hurtful.
Wait,
you're both telling me they love me. You know this is hurtful to me.
All right, here we go. Here's the tiebreaker, because I'm going to assume Queen wants to give Myra another chance, so I'm going to assume that. Now, I'm going to ask, my friend has been chilling here with me since this whole show, you know, before we go out and party tonight. Now, she's been listening to me talk shit this whole show, listening to this whole thing in an unbiased opinion. Now, let me just ask you, do we give Myra another chance, who's been singing his ass off, to Queen, you know, or do we just say, nah, nigga, you had your chance? And you blew it. Because, you know, we all about reality over here. So, you know, that was
like
chance. Like, you know what I mean? That's how we do. So if you fuck up, you fuck up. You know, life, you don't get no second chances.
Queen,
so,
you have such a big heart. Give me another chance.
No,
Queen. No, you didn't try to blame me on my heart, so you.
Myron,
this is why I don't make these decisions. This is why I tell my co-host he has to make these decisions. Because, you see, I do got a big heart, you see. And when it comes down to him, he don't care. So he made. I feel like this. This decision is up to my boy the Dagger because
no, he left out because Myron already gave you Queen V's vote because she already didn't say no. If she didn't say no straight from the gate, then that means she already wants to give you another chance. So I just gave.
I didn't say that, but wait, Dagger, you already know how I be. You feel me? Like I got a big heart.
But it's not about, it's not about that. But you also know how we get down over here. So if you don't want to give him another chance.
Okay, all right. But you are right on that situation. On that part of the situation, you absolutely are right. So
but
you know
now,
what?
Myron?
Yes, Myron, no, you don't. I'm sorry.
She denied him.
Queen.
You don't even need her vote. There it is.
Every dream that's ever touched me. Every breath I've ever.
But wait, Dagger. No, Myron, I need you to stop. I need you to stop, Myron.
He's muted for
Okay, but wait, Dagger. All right. Remember, we was talking about this situation on Friday, right, with this girl. So now there's another girl in the mix on the internet trying to get at me. And now there's another guy on the internet while all of this is going down.
So you need to get
and
all.
My whole bottle of wine is gone.
So you're just popular right now. This is all good. Ain't no problem. Now hold on. My man and I didn't get shot. BBC, hold on, man. You the coolest one. You just been chilling all my BBC, man. I'm chilling. Hey, is you BBC, what you sipping on, man? You sipping on something, man? I feel like you might be sipping on something. What you sipping on?
Like a motherfucker.
What's that? What you got?
I'm blinded like a motherfucker.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. See, man, I like BBC, man. No homo. I got to say that every night and to make sure people don't get it twisted because I don't know if people get it, but, man. But, you know what I mean? You cool, man. Like, yeah, you can hang out for a second. Myron, I see you there, man. We're going to bring you back in a second, man. We may run a little bit over because I just like what's going on right now. Y'all tripping me off real quick.
Hey,
we do got to go. All right, we're going to go. You should hear these motherfuckers on this phone right now. These dudes are just... But, all right, hold on. I want to get inside. I want to get my Iraq dude back in. My Iraq dude didn't get shot. I thought he got shot. He's alive. So let me bring him in real quick. I just want to hear what he got to say. Hold on. I forgot what his name was, but I remember it was Camel Jockey. His last name was Camel Jockey.
But I think his first name was like Rahim.
Hello.
Rahim.
Camel Jockey. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I thought we lost you, man. I thought we lost you.
I want to tell you guys, those guys are whack at rapping, okay?
They're whack at rapping, Rahim?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
I rap it for you, okay? Listen this. Last name, Jockey. First name, Camel, okay?
Okay.
Like a sprained ankle, boy. I have nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters. I know G4 Pilots. On a first name basis. Okay, good, right?
All right, man, Raheem, hold on for a second, man. Hold on for a quick second. Hold on.
Oh,
I got
my gosh.
shit, y'all, it's crazy out here tonight. Hold on. We got one more out there. Wait. Now, who's this? Why does this number look familiar? Hold on. Straight out there. This is an original call. Hold on. I'm tripping out real quick. Straight up the city.
Hello?
5222. You got Dagger and Queen. What to do?
Hello?
Yeah, I have a message for Queen. I just want to say that you're a slut, because Myron is my man, so I want to know why the fuck are you acting like a slut?
Oh!
Whoa!
No, straight up.
So who is your... Wait.
Like,
Myron.
If you want...
Who is your man?
Myron is my man, Myron.
Okay. Myron is your man.
Wait, Dagger. Can I take care of this, Dagger?
I'm sorry.
No, bitch, you can take care of it. If you want to take it, we can take care of it.
Hold on. Break yourself because you called my show. So let me speak. Calm your fucking
self. Fuck you and your show, bitch.
Wait, fuck.
Don't disrespect my girl Queen, you slook.
Okay. I'm trying to gather myself because I just went back to Nikki. See, See, no, Nikki is a bitch that y'all don't know. So, see.
You just hit the key button on her. But we're going to do this, Queen. Look, I'm not even going to let you, you know, rile yourself up because we got to get up out of here anyway. Here's what I want to do. If y'all want to handle this shit, I was having so much fun. Now, y'all bring y'all ass back next week and we're going to handle this shit from jump. All right? Because, look, y'all ain't nobody going to call in disrespecting my calls like that, playing or not. I'm glad y'all out here enjoying yourselves or whatever. Like I said, it is hoes night. But, I mean, jokes is jokes, but at the same time, they don't tell us. Some of y'all some crazy motherfuckers out here, all right? The only one that seems cool is BBC, in my honest opinion. And, you know what I mean? That nigga could just be as crazy as the rest of y'all. But right now, I'm rolling with that nigga out here. Everybody else would have called in tonight. So, but at the same time, I'm still going to show y'all respect. And hold on. You got one more block number? This is a block number. This ought to be interesting. People don't call my show blocks. Let's see. Let's just do it just because.
Oh.
What else can we get? Hello.
Hey, Dagger.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say Myron won this hands down.
Myron won the Batman? Nah, but it didn't matter.
Yeah,
that
he won it hands down.
I mean, but let me explain that, though, because, I mean, it's not about what you think. No disrespect. I mean, I'm glad you feel that way, but Queen had the final vote. Queen made the vote. So, I mean, if you got an issue with that, then
but
you got to talk
to
Myron.
I respect
got no seat. The reason why Myron couldn't win this in my eyes right now is because Myron got other females calling him on my show, calling me a slut.
Yeah, but he's so, COing 10K a day.
Yeah, but pimps in my eyes don't get no respect from Queen V. Why? Because when you call and to my show and you profess your love to me and you ain't got your hoes in check, I could see if you was a pimp and I was your main bitch and I knew about your hoes, you don't have your hoes in check. And I didn't even get a chance to check your hoes in the process because my co-host had my back.
We don't need to
on that note, no, Myron doesn't win this round because Myron ain't got his hoes in check while they calling into my show disrespecting me. No. I can't. I'm sorry. Myron.
Thanks for calling in. But we're going to let y'all get y'all shout-outs. Like I said, Myron's still in the queue. I still see Raheem here. So y'all get y'all. I'm still going to, you know, let y'all get y'all shout-outs and everything out. And if y'all got whatever y'all, you know, you want people to contact y'all for whatever reason. I don't know who wants to talk to Myron or Raheem or if they even real. BBC, like I said, he might be closest to a real motherfucker here. But he may not even be real. But I'm still going to let every one of y'all give y'all shout-outs and everything like that. So get ready, and then we're going to get up out of here for the night. Because like I said, we even forgot about the music. Y'all is just so interesting. I just said, I'm going to chill here on home. First, man, BBC, man, like I said, you've been the coolest one. I got respect for that, man. So, you know, is this, like I mean, are you real? Like, you really in Jersey, man? You really seeing Queen B? You really, you know, doing what you do out there and everything like that, man? Are you being straight up with me, man? Be honest with me, like, right now, like, for real, for real.
Oh, homie, real, recognize real. I said that from the start.
Man, so, all right, BBC, man, you can always call in, man. Like I said, you ain't got nothing to do any other time, man. Spread the word, man. You cool with me. Queen, obviously, like you, man. Like I said, ain't gonna tell her. We may be able to set something up in the future. I can't speak for her, you know, but I don't know. You got a friend her on Facebook. She got to know what you look like and everything. It ain't just going to happen overnight. But go ahead, give you a shout out. Let people know where they can find you, you know, anything like that, if you want them to, so, you know, we can get you up out of here.
All right, first and foremost, shout out to my love, Queen. I love you. Second most of all, Myron, Camel Jockey, I respect y'all. But y'all probably some fraud and faggots, and I would neg you if I got the chance.
Wow.
There it is. Point blank period, man. BBC, up out here, man. Thanks for hanging out. You know where we at every Wednesday night, man. Get back in with us and check back in with your girl. If you love her, man, make sure she's okay. Check back in anytime. All right, man, hold on. Let's go down the list. Now, Queen, do you have anything you want to say to Myron directly real quick? Because if not, I'm just going to let him say his shout-outs and get the fuck out of here. I don't even want you to have a parcel if you don't.
Right now, I don't have nothing to say to Myron right now.
Well,
why? Because he ain't got his shit together. So, no, I don't have nothing to say to Myron right now.
Myron, I'm still going to let you get your shout-outs, man. Yeah, we had your ups and downs, man, but for real. Player to play, you know, pin to pin or whatever, man. Get your hoes in check, man. You can't be having them being all wild and disrespectful like that, especially if you're trying to get into some new shit. You know what I mean? Just on some pimp shit, you know, on some real shit. You can't be doing that. But
mommy,
shout out. Wait, this ain't the time to explain yourself right now either. We ain't trying to hear that right now. Just get your shout outs, you know what I mean? If you want people to find you, any links or anything like that, get that out right now, and then we got to holler at you next week. Holler back next week if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, it's your boy, Myron. You can find me at Queen's Crib, Nami. She tripping. I don't know what she tripping over because my baby mama called in. You know what I'm saying? I don't even mess with her no more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, her eyes are too far apart. I mean, her nose is definitely crooked. I mean, the shape of her face is not aesthetically pleasing at all. I'm all queen. You know what I mean? Queen B, queen with that booty. You know what I mean?
I'll let it explain it, man. Oh, man, and of course, the one that loves Queen from Iraq, you know what I mean, my man, Raheem, man. Go ahead, hold on, let's get you back in, Raheem. Let me not be disrespectful, let me make sure I say that the right way. All right, man, there you go. Man, give you a shout-out, let people know where they can find you if you would like them to, and one last thing, you have to say to Queen before you get up out of here.
Hello, okay. I want to shout-out to my country, Miss Kistan. And I give shout out to Bin Laden. And fuck you, Obama.
Fuck Obama. Allah, see, he got beef with U.S. Senator, man. See, I don't like him. And he's at the bottom of the list, in my personal opinion. But, all right, cool. We're going to hit the fire. Go ahead, give your shout outs. Let people know they can find you anything you want to say. Like, you got to do. It's great.
Oh, I'm scared to give out my information now. I think I'm going to get flooded. Oh. Okay. First off, happy Halloween / whole night, as my boy Dagger call it. You guys got about 50 minutes left of this wonderful night. But on that note, also speaking on that, shout out to my November Scorpios. We are in this thing. Give me 50 more minutes, and November Scorpios are on. shout out to you guys. I fuck with y'all because y'all fucks with me. Anybody who wants to love me, that's not even funny because now people really are talking about they love me. Like, this is crazy as shit. I'm in drinking, y'all. So, and I mean, not even, like, my whole bottle of wine is gone. It took me an hour to crack into that thing, and, like, within 30 minutes, it was gone.
You said wine, that's like Kool-Aid, that's why. Go ahead.
Shut up. Shut up. Anyway, my brother talking shit in the background. Sorry, y'all. anyway, if you guys want to find me, yeah, because I kind of low-key need that. Yeah, my math class and all that shit. Come find my house and come stalk me. It's cool. I'm sorry, y'all. My brother is fucking shit. If you guys want to find me, if you guys want to talk to me, holler at me, you guys can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/ColeyBaby or Twitter, because that's where I be at mostly. QueenVicky21. Again, that is QueenVicky21. If you guys want to send me your music, that's QueenVeeE1991@yahoo.com. And I'm here every Wednesday from 9 to 11 on time. On time. From 9 to 11. Excuse me. Shut up! Why are you still talking? From 9 to 11. You guys can find me here. It's been a crazy night, y'all. I really don't know what to think. It's been a really crazy night, y'all. Yeah. Talk to me on the internet, because I
touched
that on the internet.
All right, y'all. So Thursday, Mohawk night, man. Yeah, it has been a crazy night. Yo, shout out to everybody. Everybody out there listening, all independent artists. Again, y'all, sorry we didn't get to y'all music, but I mean, if you tune in tonight, y'all hear it happens. I mean, cause y'all gotta forgive me just a little bit, cause this shit was funny as fuck. So I had to let that shit ride. I'm drunk, I'm high. That shit was funny as hell. They caught me on a good night. It's hoes night. You know what I mean? I got my costume back on. I'm about to go catch these 50 minutes and then see what they're looking like out here still. All right. So, of course, y'all be safe, be sound. Shout out again. Who was it? Myron, BBC, No Homo, Rocky. Like, and fuck that bitch that called it. You know, fuck Myron's baby mama. You know what I mean?
Thank
off
you. Thanks, Dagger. I appreciate that. Fuck that bitch calling in here calling me a hoe and a slut. Fuck you, bitch. That's why your man want me. And I didn't even do nothing for him to want me.
Yeah, like, bitch probably weighed 500 pounds. Bitch can't even get off the couch. So,
Racket,
okay.
Bitch.
We good. Okay.
He pissed me off. That made me mad. I don't care. Yes, I'm talking mess because she really made me mad, and I don't care. She called me a hoe. She called me a slut, Dagger. Did you hear that shit? She called
that's
me a slut.
That's what bitches do. You know how bitches get down. You know what I mean? That's just what they do. You know what I mean?
Fuck your man calling my phone. What the fuck? Now I'm a slut. Why is he calling my show, but I'm the slut? I don't understand. Like, bitches need to get their shit together. Get a hold of your man. Get a hold of your man. Don't call me. Get a hold of your man.
But on the real pranks, like I said, it was fun. I hope y'all enjoyed. So we definitely enjoyed ourselves. Anytime, y'all know when it gets down on our West Coast Wednesday. Hump Nice, Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio. And as always, 9 to 11. Make sure y'all check out Fuck You Fridays, 6 to 8.
Fuck You Fridays.
Get that out before the weekend gets there. Slap Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9. And, of course, the Triple M Show. So be safe, be sound, and we out. Thanks as always, Queen V, and we'll see y'all next week. All right, West Coast Wednesday,
okay.
October 31st, 2012, and we out this bitch. Hope y'all enjoy yourself.
Good night, y'all.